Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this is my favorite segment on the radio.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogun Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel, so on fro, was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the realest business show on the radio, because we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. How do we solve the debt collection problem? How do we solve the debt collection problem? Loans are an important part of any thriving economy. Businesses need loans because you need money to make money. But if nobody is sure that they can get their money back, who is going to lend? According to the CBN, in December 2022, non-performing loans in the banking sector stood at 4.2%. That's today's business hard fact. According to the CBN, in December 2022, non-performing loans in the banking sector stood at 4.2%. So that means that for every 25,000 naira the bank lends out, 1,000 naira is not getting paid back. And they're not even seeing interest payments on it. The banks have a requirement to keep that number under 5%. And that's part of why they don't lend to more SMEs. They say that this 4.2% is from lending to the best of the best. If they drop their standards and they lend to more applicants, they expect that number to shoot up. And when people owe the banks, they need to find a way to collect. And collections are very difficult in Nigeria. But on the other hand, you have those who say that the banks are also using bad tactics for collection. And that's part of why we have things go wrong, like in today's story. Four bank employees have been arrested for the death of the wife of a debtor. It happened in Ogun State. You've probably seen this story by now. The four suspects work for Zephyr Microfinance Bank. Herbert Omongbeleke borrowed 200,000 naira from the bank. He works as a dispatch rider here in Lagos, but he lives with his family in Ogun State, and he has been paying back the loan by selling cement on the side. So far, he has 75,000 naira of the loan left. 75K left on the loan, according to him. He says that he was paying back reliably until the naira redesign happened. According to him, the bank refused to accept the old notes from him, and he couldn't get new notes to pay them with. Either way, he started having repayment problems. The week of the tragedy, he said he went to the bank, he promised them a payment the following week, but instead, that same week, the suspects went to his house as part of debt recovery. Herbert's wife, Vivian, told them that her husband was not around. His daughter transferred 10,000 naira to them, but they said it wasn't enough. His wife tried to transfer another 10,000, they refused. At that point, they tried to seize his plasma TV. Vivian tried to stop them, and there was a struggle. Allegedly, they pushed her, and she fell down a flight of stairs. Allegedly, they left her there and took the TV. Herbert came home, took Vivian to the local hospital, where she died. It's a really tragic situation. And it brings up the issue of debt and debt collection. It's very complicated. It's a very thorny issue. Because whenever we talk about the biggest problems that SMEs face, access to credit is usually number one. You have SME owners complaining, and they're complaining accurately, that most banks are simply unwilling to give them loans. But when you talk to the banks, they'll tell you, you get why. They say most SMEs are not credit worthy. They are also always saying that, oh, many times SMEs take loans, refuse to pay back, and they say that the loan recovery is a very difficult process, especially because most businesses or business owners don't have good collateral. So usually microfinance banks take bigger risks by having lower collateral requirements. In fact, Herbert did not give the bank any collateral at all. But you can see the problem. It forces the banks to be very aggressive in trying to recover their money. And now we have a man whose wife is dead. You know, the police keep warning banks and other lenders to stop taking the law into their own hands when the time to recover loans comes. But of course, we all know that the police cannot recover debt, since debts are a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. So this usually means that the lender needs to go to court, which of course a lot of people say is a very, 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 very slow process. Slow and expensive. So my question this evening is debt collection a lost cause in the Nigerian business world? And if it's not a lost cause, what's the best way to collect debt in Nigeria? If we cannot improve debt collection, should SMEs forget about getting bank loans? If you're a banker, I'd really love to hear from you. If you're a banker and debt recovery is your work, I'd love to hear from you. If you are in other industries that give credit and debt recovery is your lane, I'd love to hear from you. Is debt collection a lost cause? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993. If we cannot improve debt collection, should SMEs forget about getting loans? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name?
This is Shade.
Shade, welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, so, you know, interesting thing about debt. I'm trying to figure out how it's done in some Western countries, you know, where they use your BBN, or, you know, or your NIN.
Yeah.
To be able to track you.
Yeah.
Now, I think if more people have their NIN, and the NIN is tied to, like, reliably tied to more social services, you know, like your driver's license you can't renew, or your bank, or, I mean, it's really tied to your bank.
Mm-hmm.
But more services that people require, like NEPA and all those things, Sha, and then, you know, you default, you can't access any of that. I think that's one way to improve it for SMEs. Because I know for, like, workers and stuff, you know, it might be easier, but when you think of people, you know, small business that need stuff like that, I think that's a suggestion. Like, if more people, they need to, because that's how most of the Western world do it. It's social security. You know, you get bad credit, you can't
do anything. You can't get more loans. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can't even get
a house. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I think more if we have more stuff tied to our NIN, then it will reduce, you know, people not wanting to pay back. Because a lot of people do it. They just don't pay and they will close that bank, knowing they'll go to another bank or they'll use their wife's bank. You know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you cut all those loopholes, you know, I think I believe it will help. Because it's Nigeria, we have a lot of informal sector people. So you have to think, you know, really,
you have to become very nimble, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Shade, thank you so much for calling. Shade makes a really good point. Sorry about that, which is why it's a good thing that there's a drive to get more people into the system, you know, make sure they have BVN, make sure they have NIN, and a lot of these things are tied together. Usually you can't get one without the other anymore. You want to get a passport, you need your NIN. You want to get BVN, you need your NIN. You want to get a new SIM card, you need your NIN. So it's pretty good, you know. Could that help? I don't know. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, Sandra,
I greet you too. What's your name, sir?
Amara is my name.
Amara, talk to me.
Yeah, I run an SME.
Okay.
And I can tell you, one of the reasons for default in Nigeria is the high interest rates.
Okay.
Every businessman and every economist will tell you, you will hardly run a business where you make an interest of 20% of what you put in. You get me, please?
Yes.
So if you approach a bank or a microfinance bank or whatever it is and say, okay, I need 100 million naira and I've seen this opportunity, I've seen this business, I want to invest in it, I want to put money into it. They give you interest rates of 25-28%.
Okay.
And you take this money, and most times, they don't give you, this thing just escaped my head, they don't give you time for this business to mature before they start asking you for the money.
To pay
the
back.
Returns.
Right.
So, most times, it is the system. It is not the people. It is not the people that go and collect the loan that is the problem. A lot of businessmen understand the fact that if you collect a loan, even if it's your brother, you go to your brother and say, ah, brother, give me 10,000. I want to go and buy granola and be selling. You go and collect. You don't pay back. You go back to him. I want to buy pure water and be selling. You know that the third time, you can no longer go to him. So if you're approaching a bank and they're giving you money to do a business, you have it at the back of your mind that if you don't pay back, you will not be able to approach a bank, another bank. Even the system operates in such a way that if you are exposed to one bank, you can't go to another bank. So if the system is not properly rigged, we continue to have this problem. Just now, I heard you saying central bank has increased interest rates to 18%.
Yes.
That means the banks will probably be asking you to pay 30%. Which business will you take money to run that you make interest of 30%, my sister? Can you hear me?
I can, yes, I can. I'm listening.
So which business? Are you going to run cocaine? Are you going to, what are you going to do with that money?
Right.
That you make 30% interest after all costs have been removed. It is the system that is faulty. And I keep telling my friends, we are very brilliant people in Nigeria, but we keep taking the worst of us to the top. And they make policies for us down here. And we are the worst for it. There are brilliant people around. We never vote them to be president. We never vote them to be governors. We never vote them to take charge. We never vote them to make policies. And we expect them to the country to work. It's not going to work. There will continually be default. I can tell you that. I run a business. I know how much interest I make. I don't approach banks anymore. I did a bank loan some 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it almost took me to jail.
Ooh.
So I don't approach banks anymore. I don't go and look for money. I will use my own money, get my own 3,000, do my small business. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, I go to my house and cry.
Amara, thank you very much for calling. All right, Lagos, talk to me. 99.3, how you doing?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Good evening. This is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Eze from Odogbolu, talk to me.
Yes, you see this bank issue, eh? Joy, and I can never dream. I've tried before, eh?
Okay.
Microfinance.
Okay.
The last one my wife collects. It's my wife that is collecting now.
Okay.
And it's what is causing fight in my house now. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, huh?
Okay. So he collected, he helped me to collect one money, 200,000. And I did not get the money complete 200,000. Give me 190,000.
Okay.
And on my calculation of after I paid all the money finish is 310,000. So the interest is 110,000. And I asked, how is it so high like that? He said, when you borrow money in microfinance, central bank will remove any amount you borrow, they will remove 10%, and that is 10,000. Then the other 100,000 is for the microfinance where you collect the money.
Okay.
And I say, is that what you have been doing since? Paying all this huge amount for somebody to sit on air condition, then you will be outside here suffering. So, When I finish, I say, I will never sign this money for you again, because I used to be the one that go to the bank with her to sign the money that we borrow her. But I don't know that my wife is suffering, paying money that you can't even account for it. After payment, the shop will collapse. So I decide to manage the little I have now. That is what I'm doing. Even if it's 100 naira, anywhere you carry me reach for my business, I manage it. Than to go and collect from the Lapos or Macro Finance. I can never try it again because their interest is so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandy.
How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name, ma'am?
You see, Nigerians are suffering. Okay. Honestly.
Okay.
I pity Nigerians. I pity what they are passing through.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is the policies the CBN is bringing is killing Nigerians. Nigerians take home. Do you wonder sometimes, are the 30K people go home with, or the little money they go home with, how do you think they survive?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even on business. They collect this loan just to be able to keep up to the next payday.
Right.
Sometimes it's not even enough anymore. The interest is killing. You know, when you need something, at that point in time, you say, let me collect. I think I'll be able to pay. When the payment time, by the time you start seeing the interest, is to look as if you're rolling even more than your shadow. I want that to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So all this thing boils down to the policy that the government gives. Why is interest rate so high? Nigerians don't even have enough to save, because now savings, the interest is high, you know?
Yeah.
That is why the interest on loan is now high. Nigerians don't even have money to save. What they are just living on, just what they just live by on each month.
Yeah.
Ask around.
Yeah.
People, just look around you. Sandra, not evaluating.
Mm-hmm.
Check around you. The dispatcher that the wife just died.
Mm-hmm.
People, petty traders, security men, mm-hmm. bankers, mm-hmm. different people, they are all living on loan. Some of them, as the salary is coming, it's all going.
The loan is disappearing,
I don't know
what
is going to happen. I don't know how the government, I don't know. It is bad policies. And there's this policy. Now, for that person that killed somebody, there's something the bank, the CBN introduced. They call it GSI.
Okay, what is that?
Global Standard Instruction.
Okay.
Meaning, anybody, anywhere, if somebody is owing,
mm-hmm.
that standard instruction mm-hmm. goes across all banks.
Okay.
So you activate it. If that loan has stayed for a long time,
mm-hmm.
defaulted for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you don't even need to start pursuing the person, because the person has a BVN.
Oh.
All you need to do, anywhere the person has accounts, the person will be debited. It doesn't matter whether it's the bank where...
And that currently exists.
Yes.
So there was no need for this gra-gra that happened.
Sorry?
So there was no need for this gra-gra that we witnessed.
Exactly. So I don't know if microfinance people, if this microfinance is also a legal one or not. Do you understand?
Mm.
Because we have a lot of them out there, you know, giving people loans.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are the genuine ones or not.
Yeah.
Because that global standard instruction exists. So you don't even need to start walking up and down or start, you know, pursuing. What you just need to do, activate it. Then, anywhere the person
has money in any bank, just collect them.
Collect a loan from bank A and decide not to be banking there because you're having a loan.
Mm.
And you then go to bank B,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when you activate that GSI, you can go to bank B and take your money. So I think maybe CBN has a cut from that. When once the money is recovered, maybe there's a percentage they also get from it or something.
Right.
Sandra, this is Joy.
Thank you, Joy, for calling, and I appreciate you teaching me about the global standing order, standing instruction business. You know, if we have that in place, then why? How come we don't have more loans going to SMEs? How come we don't have a friendlier loan environment? You know, 99.3. Hello, sorry about that. Give me a call back if you can. Hi, good evening. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Ms. Joseph.
Talk to me, Ms. Joseph.
Yes. And this sounds like this war discussing this afternoon, this evening, is very awful.
Okay.
You know, I went to a bank, I borrow a loan.
Okay.
During the payment of the payment, my shop was being sold.
Okay.
So I cannot pay the money continue again.
Okay.
I have to stop. Bye. So when I get to a shop, the new one I just get, I'll continue paying the money.
Hmm.
They now came to my shop, gave me 1 month that I must pay their money balance. We can't even meet balance at all. Even the interest is too much, but we don't, because we don't have any choice. You know, Nigeria, we don't help ourselves. Government puts everything high on us. If you are doing business and you want to make your way, it's supposed to be a way that you collect government money and it's very easy for you to pay. We don't have any problem with people are collecting money. The problem we have is the interest and the government that's dealing with us with this money is too much. My sister, the money is too much.
It's too much, Ms.
I collect 500,000. The interest in that 500,000 is almost 200 and something. And I must pay back within 9 months to 1 year.
Okay.
You know, we are not the owner of the life. Anything can happen in the journey of life.
Right.
In the journey, I sold the shop I'm using. And for me to continue paying the money, it's not easy for me. You know, these people came to my shop recently after paying the money, the money remains just 87,000. They now add another 40,000 extra again that I must pay. They now come to my shop that they want to come and ask that things. I say, go and bring your police. Let's discuss it out. You know, Nigerians, we are just deceiving ourselves until we speak truth to ourselves. Government should help us. You are a citizen of Nigeria. We need what is right for us. Our money is there. They are using it on their own. We are suffering it here. Is it not our money? Why are we suffering ourselves? Giving us a law that is too high for us. Auntie Sandra, this thing is getting too much.
I understand, Ms. Joseph.
That's why you are seeing death everywhere. I won't lie you. Because of the VP, people that are selling nowadays, many people are dying. The VP is too high because of lack of no money. You collect a little, you pay in a high way. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ms. Joseph, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you calling and sharing your story, and I do hope that your loan situation is sorted out amicably. And of course, I don't mean to be insensitive. However, you know, when you apply for these loans, the terms and conditions of the loans are clearly spelled out, right? The timeline for repaying are clearly spelled out, right? I don't know whether it is fair on the banks to expect that, whatever happens with your business or your personal life that makes it impossible for you to pay the loan becomes the bank's problem, especially when they're giving some of these loans and giving them without collateral. That's also why banks, fight very hard to ensure that you provide collateral so that they can give you a loan. That way, whatever happens, you know, because life happens, right? But whatever happens with life, at least they have your collateral to hold on to, and they can resell your collateral and make their money back. But with the loans that they're giving at the moment without collateral, I'm trying to figure out what the right middle ground could be for the banks themselves. Because imagine that they try to be understanding for every 500,000 naira loan. We'll take a break. When we come back, Lagos, let's keep talking about debt collection in Nigeria.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk.
This is Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. On this show, we're very real about business in Nigeria. We talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. And before the break, we started a conversation about debt collection. How do we solve the debt collection problem? Now, I've gotten really interesting calls from several people talking to me about their own debt situation, talking to me about their own interactions with banks and lending institutions. I told you, of course, that CBN says that as of December 2022, non-performing loans in the banking sector stood at 4.2%. And like I explained before the break, that means that for every 25,000 naira that banks have lent out, 1,000 naira is not getting paid back, and they're not seeing interest payments on that money either. And of course, I also mentioned before the break that banks have a requirement to keep that number under 5%. That's even part of why they don't lend to more SMEs. They're currently lending to a lot of SMEs, but they don't lend to more because they say that this 4.2% is from lending to the best of the best. They say that if they drop their standards and they lend to more people who are applying for loans, that number will shoot up, and the requirement is for them to stay under 5%. And the thing is, when people owe banks, banks need to find a way to collect. Collections are very difficult in Nigeria. But you also have those, and our callers who have called us before the break are some of those who say that banks use bad tactics for collection. That's part of why things go wrong. I shared the story, our story today on Balogun on Broad, of 4 bank employees who have been arrested now for the death of the wife of a debtor. So they went to collect money that somebody was owing in Ogun State, and they work for Zephyr Microfinance Bank. This man, who is a dispatch rider here in Lagos, took 200,000 naira from Zephyr Microfinance Bank, and he's a rider here in Lagos. He lives in Ogun State with his family, and he's been paying back the loan. And the way he's been paying back that loan by selling cement on the side. He says that so far he has 75,000 naira left on the loan. He says he was paying back reliably until naira redesign happened. According to him, the bank refused to accept the old notes that he was taking to the bank, and that he could not get new notes to pay the bank with. Hisha started having repayment problems, and the week of the tragedy, he said he went to the bank. He promised them that he will pay them the following week. But that same week that he went to the bank, the suspects went to his house as part of debt recovery. His wife, who is late now, Vivian, told the bankers that her husband was not around. His daughter transferred 10,000 naira to them. They said, oh, it's not enough. His wife tried to transfer another 10,000. They refused. At that point, they tried to seize his plasma TV. Vivian tried to stop them. There was a struggle. Allegedly, they pushed her and she fell down a flight of stairs. Allegedly, they left her there and took the TV. Herbert came home and took Vivian to the local hospital where she died. Really tragic stuff. That's why we're having this conversation today about debt and debt collection. It's very complicated. It's a very hard issue. Because small businesses need money. That's their biggest headache as far as being a small business in Nigeria is concerned. All over the world, everybody takes loans. Every business takes loans. So SME owners are complaining. Most banks are not willing to give them loans. Banks are also saying, "Ike, why we know they give loan? SMEs are not credit worthy. Some of them are not credit worthy." Banks also say that a lot of the times, SMEs will take loan, they will refuse to pay back. Banks will say loan recovery is very difficult because most businesses or business owners don't have good collateral. Especially microfinance banks. Microfinance banks take bigger risks because they have lower collateral requirements. And like I mentioned before the break, Herbert did not provide any collateral at all. But you can see the problem with that, because if Herbert had collateral, they'll just collect the collateral and resell it and collect their 200,000 naira back with interest. So because banks don't have collateral, it forces them to be very aggressive in trying to recover their money. However, Joy called and told us that the CBN provides something called a global standing instruction for the banks. So with your BVN now, if you're owing a bank, the bank can activate that instruction, and it allows them to collect their money from whatever bank in the country that you have money in. So could that be the solution? Could that be the answer? Is debt collection a lost cause in Nigeria, in the Nigerian business world? Collecting gbese, is it a lost cause? If it's not a lost cause, what's the best way to go about it? I quite like the global standing instruction thing. And if we can't improve debt collection, Should SMEs simply forget about getting bank loans, like Amara, my first caller? Amara said, I don't bother with banks anymore. I either raise the money by myself or I go home and cry. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Balogun.
Talk to me, Balogun. Welcome to Balogun Abroad.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Oh, go ahead, please. Talk to me. Balogun, can you hear me? Oh, that's unfortunate. Unfortunately, we're using a makeshift studio and we understand that the sound has been less than perfect. We apologize for that. We are working on the main Nigeria Info studio. We're trying to upgrade it and make it look even finer than it currently is. And so for the next couple of weeks, we are going to keep working hard to ensure that the quality of our sound gets better so that everyone can hear us as loudly as possible. 99.3, hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? All right, doesn't look like that person is there yet. Let me talk to Busayo Damilola. Busayo Damilola, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm very well. Where are you joining from?
I'm calling from United States.
All right, welcome. Talk to me.
All right. So I really wanted to talk about the marriage stuff, but we off that. So regarding this loan stuff, I think the banks are borrowing money from customers, you know, in order to finance, you know, you give you loans for your business. So
yeah.
If I decide to go to the bank one day, I try to withdraw my money and the bank says, oh, we don't have your money, you know, oh, it's going to be a problem.
If
you try to repay the money, but you can't pay the money, you know, you ask for, you know, better terms. But when you're signing it, you know, you have this idea that everything is going to go well. Say, for example, I think there's a lady that called. I think she said she had an issue with that, something happened.
With her store, yeah.
You know, so, like, sometimes if you want to lend money, you have to also use insurance, you know. Like, put everything into your calculation, because if anything go wrong, you know, it's going to be bad for you. But people believe, like, you know, insurance is scam. But not until, you know, it actually affects you. Something that works. When it comes to, like, for example, in Canada, there's something called Social Security. Like, there's pretty much nothing you want to do about the financial aspect of life that you want to do with Social Security.
So, yeah.
And if there's a red flag, trust me, you can't get car loan, house loan, even if you owe your landlord some money, like probably maybe you were evicted from your house, it's going to be hard for you to get a house because they want their investment, they want to get their money back, you know. So yeah. I think right now that's what the BVN, you know, stock is for right now.
Right.
And it's just so sad that a lot of Nigerians are actually misusing that opportunity because they feel like it's, you know, free money. What can they do? But they don't know that come 10, 15 years, 20 years, when this stuff, you know, start going into play, probably maybe you want to get a car, you want to get a loan, you want to get, you know, they have to start checking your record based on your BVN. And once they see the red flag, they won't be able to give you. And that's going to bring another wave of people complaining that, oh, the government is not doing this, because they use all the stuff to calculate, you know, how much interest should we give you? This person has a good repayment record, you know. Okay, let's give this person this certain interest, you know. But this person doesn't really have a good, you know, repayment record. Or let's hide the interest because we don't know, you know, like, the person can take the money up. But you start complaining about the government, although the government has a lot to do, you know. But we ourselves should try to limit our own, you know, negative impact on our own, you know, like our own life, you know. So it's, I think people should start, you know, looking into financial aspect, because regardless of how quick Nigeria is developing, one day Nigeria is going to eventually catch up to things that
the first world
are doing. Right. And when it comes to that time, you know, it's really going to be too late. BVN should be something that is, you know, important to us. Like, we should, you know, try as much as possible to, you know, because it's going to get a day, maybe you go and buy a phone and you haven't paid the phone. You think, oh, nobody can catch me. in the future you want to do something and the red flag is going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I just wish everybody can, you know, start planning properly.
Can take a bit more personal responsibility. Busayo Damilola, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I appreciate your contribution. All right, let me come back to Nigeria. 99.3. Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Fine, no. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Market Woman, no.
Market Woman, well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This load. Now, bad market, oh.
Okay.
You know, good at all. You know, they favor people at all. Then they run into debt, more debt. They take from this one, then go to the other one. That is what they do because the interest is too much. And once they take them, the market will just go up. Later, you see everything just go down. So the thing is not good at all. Don't be better thing at all. The interest is too much. They are just killing many Nigerians with that interest. I don't really understand. Let them do something about it. Why the government is increased the this thing now? It's not good. The people are not getting out of debt. They are going into more debt. Eh? Well, my sister, not be way. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got messages on WhatsApp, so let me take them as we round off the clock. Don't forget, on the other side of 6 o'clock, after the news at 6, let's talk about the step-parenting relationship. What do Nigerians want from step-parents? Because it seems like step-parents are damned if they do, damned if they don't, you know? When step-parents are very loving with their stepchildren, Nigerian society really, not just Nigeria, society starts to say, oh, you're trying to steal the children from their biological parent. You know, why are you doing too much? Why are you trying to buy their heart? Why are you trying to buy their mind? You know? But at the same time, Nigerian society also doesn't want step-parents and shouldn't, really. It is condemnable when step-parents are cruel and brutal and mean with their stepchildren. So what's the way forward? You know, how do we get to a point where we just allow, I mean, can we even get to a point where we just allow step-parents and stepchildren be? So that's a conversation for after the news at 6 from 6:15 on the step down. But for right now, we're talking debt collection. How do we solve that problem? On WhatsApp, Andrew says, I wrote my research project on this topic. Impact of non-performing loans on DNBs. Dear Nigerians, who are now described as the best of the best, are actually the defaulters. The issues are with the bank, as the so-called lending canons are not adhering to when lending to the so-called best of the best. Ha, I see. Because actually, the big men, they always say pass. They always say pass you. We've got Greenish who says, I've tried to stop my mom from collecting loans, but she keeps collecting, even when she doesn't need it. She collects it and keeps it in her account after investing little in her account. My mom, na customer, even though she doesn't need it, they'll always call her. Greenish with that message there. Adebola from Anthony says, President Sandra, getting a loan in Nigeria now is very tasking because of the interest rate. Imagine getting a loan of 200K and paying back over 300K within 3 months. Government really needs to see to the terms and conditions. All right. Thrift by Diola says, I once worked for a microfinance bank. If we loan a customer money, the customer will list and sign documents of collaterals. He or she will drop it and it will be more than the amount loaned to cover the borrowed money and interest. Two active guarantors too will sign. Yes, but recently CBN made adjusted some regulations that were supposed to help make it easier for SMEs to access these loans. And so the rules about collaterals are a bit looser now than they used to be back in the day. We've got Fred who says, credit bureau, credit registry and others that offer services of checking if a bank customer is owing or has collected debt in other banks. But these loan shark type companies don't really care. Their strategy is fighting for recovery. That credit reported loan is at a cost of 5K or less. The bank bank shares part of it with the customer, even when they've not approved the loan. The credit bureau company is a vendor to several big banks. Many don't even scrutinize the report well because their KPI is to give out as much loans as possible with their poor wages doing that job. We have a relationship manager style in the financial sector with workforce that is not even trained to help potential debtors with their business after giving them a loan or before giving them a loan. They're just pressured to get the customer, combined with terrible economic situations, loans are hardly repaid. Most of the gra-gra microfinance they're not using this GSI or even credit report system to view all credit rating or check if the customer has pending loans somewhere. Their objective is to use fight and fear to recover the money. Many microfinance are big scams, rubbish infrastructure, as in touche cooperatives. That is what people are operating as microfinance bank. Some of us don't even know or understand these interest rate things. It's just give me money, I'll pay back. That's why we sign terms and conditions sharp. Fred, thanks for your message. Let me see if I can quickly take this one here. This one says, the reason why the CRMS credit bureau doesn't work well for businesses, especially MSMEs, is because many Nigerians borrow money, default, run away from ever borrowing again, calling the bluff of the banks. All right. Thanks for your message. The message has a beginning, but unfortunately I didn't see it on time. But thank you so much for engaging. Perhaps we'll come back to this conversation next week.